President Bush used a stopover in Japan today as an opportunity to thank one of the oldest allies of the United States for its continuing support of U.S. goals in Iraq. The president has gone to Asia to attend a regional economic forum in Bangkok, but Iraq and the war on terrorism are high on his agenda. As the president left for Asia, he was buoyed by news that Japan has pledged an initial $1.5 billion for immediate reconstruction costs in Iraq. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is traveling with the president and joins us from Tokyo. Vicky, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Michelle.
In the days leading up to the president's trip, there was considerable concern in Washington about whether other countries would step forward with significant contributions to Iraq. So Japan's pledge came at a welcome time.
Yes, it certainly did. And the president has made it very clear during this stop how much the United States appreciates that. A senior administration official says that President Bush not only thanked Japan's Prime Minister Koizumi for the aid pledge, but also for Japan's efforts in behalf of a new UN Security Council resolution on Iraq. According to the U.S. official, Japan's top leaders really worked the phones quite diligently trying to drum up support for the resolution, which was approved unanimously yesterday as the president left for Asia. That resolution is really important because it puts more of an international face on the reconstruction in Iraq. And the Bush administration hopes that it will encourage additional contributions.
And there is an international donors conference on Iraq next week in Madrid. Does Japan plan to offer more at that time?
Tokyo is certainly holding out the possibility that it could make additional donations, if not during the conference, then at some point downstream. You know, the costs of reconstruction in Iraq over the next 4 years are expected to run into the tens of billions of dollars. So far, Japan's made the largest pledge behind the United States. Tokyo also has talked about the possibility of contributing troops to Iraq in a non-combat role. No decision's been made on that. But what's important about the Japanese pledge is that it was made in advance of the donors' conference, and U.S. officials say they hope it will set the tone for Madrid.
Vicky, the Bush administration has been complaining recently about intervention in currency markets by both China and Japan. The U.S. says both countries are manipulating the markets at the expense of U.S. exports. Was that discussed at all during the president's visit to Tokyo?
Yes, it was. This was just an informal visit, but President Bush did have what a senior administration official described as about a 30-minute talk with Japan's prime minister just before dinner. That official says that President Bush expressed his views on the currency issue, and Prime Minister Koizumi said he understood the U.S. position. But Koizumi apparently didn't give any ground, or at least according to the U.S. official, he didn't make any commitments to change the situation.
The next stop on the president's trip, Manila, what's on the agenda there?
It's going to be a state visit at the invitation of the Philippines President Arroyo, who visited Washington in May. The administration decided that the best time for the president's visit was on the way to Bangkok for the economic summit. And like the stop in Japan, Manila will be used to thank, again, an old ally for its support in Iraq. But more importantly, the U.S. wants to talk about ways to help the Philippines fight terrorism. The Philippines is battling both Muslim and communist insurgencies. The U.S. is trying to help. But Washington also is extremely concerned that terrorist groups in other parts of the world will move into Southeast Asia.
And after Bangkok and Manila, then what?
The president will go to Singapore, Indonesia, and Australia. And what's interesting about that portion of the trip is that the stop in Indonesia is going to be in Bali. Once again, that reinforces the message about terrorism. Bali was struck by a horrific terrorist attack on a foreign tourist area last October. U.S. officials say that since that attack, they have been seeing signs of greater efforts by Indonesia to do something about indigenous extremist groups, but they're going to be looking for more.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara traveling with the president and speaking to us from Tokyo. Vicky, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.